Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Let's take a trip out to Manhattan, Kansas, to be joined by John Kurtz. He covers the Wildcats. John, how are you doing today, my man? I would like to tell you that we tried to get a K-State player on the show this week. We could not get one, so we called you instead.
Well, you know, it's a short week for them. They've got a lot going on, so I'm happy to take one for the team and do my part for Chris Klieman and the boys to help K-State get a win on Friday.
I can't believe that Avery Johnson is too busy to come on this show. If I was Pat McAfee, he would make time for me. If I was Dan Patrick, he would make time for me.
Well, the problem is
they're apparently
– well, I wasn't even going there. I was going to say – they're adopting the your Mizzou Tiger strategy of just, you know, we'll hoard the good players. We're not going to give you the good players. We'll let you talk to everybody else.
Well, they did tell us that we will get Avery Johnson if they win this weekend. So I'm pulling for them so we can talk to Avery Johnson for the first time this season. All right, Kurtz, let's start with this question here, man. When was the last time, or I guess this is the biggest K-State non-conference game in Manhattan since when?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty easy answer because it's the first top 20 matchup at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So the first time both teams have been ranked in the top 20 since the 2014 Auburn game. And I think that really is a good comp and a good jumping off point there because that game was on a Thursday night. It was one that got a lot of hype during the offseason because that was the year after Auburn had played for the national championship when they lost to Jameis and Florida State. So they were red hot. And everybody really was looking forward to that game. And it was an incredible atmosphere. I think like Snyder 2.0 and on, that definitely challenges for the best atmosphere that we've seen for a K-State game. And of all things, if not for a Tyler Lockett drop in the end zone that turned into an interception, K-State would have won that game. But this is very similar, right? Arizona had a great season last year, won 10 games, beat Oklahoma in their bowl game. They actually have the longest winning streak in college football right now. They've won 9 straight games. So they're coming in with a lot of hype, and K-State fans on a Friday night on Fox with the nation watching should do a pretty good TV number. And it's during a week where there's just not a lot of great games on paper. So I think it draws more attention probably because of that than it would if it were a little bit more lost in the shuffle. So I think the stage is set for a really awesome atmosphere tomorrow.
I saw some people kind of poking at K-State because this game was close against Tulane in the fourth quarter. I think that's disrespectful to Tulane and what they've been able to accomplish over the last couple of years. I thought it was a good, hard-fought win for K-State. What was your biggest takeaway from K-State on Saturday in New Orleans?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get out of there with a win. I think a bunch of different things are true here. It's very good for them to get out with a win and be tested and pushed like that early in the year. It is also a fact that the defense was pretty dreadful, and giving up 342 passing yards to a redshirt freshman quarterback is concerning. The part with that that's interesting is that the guys were completely wide open, like high school wide open. Mario Williams, former five-star recruits, like running with nobody within 10 yards of him. And that's because there were coverage busts in zone. I mean, it's not like they were just getting beaten in man. Phil Steele ranked that as the best secondary in the Big 12. They were just making mental mistakes. So they're pretty old veteran guys back there. So that was perplexing and definitely concerning, but at least it feels more fixable than like, hey, you just don't have the dudes and they're getting beaten one-on-one on the outside. But yes, the other thing that is true is that Tulane has won 23 games the last 2 years, and there are smart people in college football who think they may be actually upgraded at head coach. Not that Willie Fritz is not a great head coach, because he is, but John Summerall, who had been at Troy and had won a ton of games at Troy, a lot of people think very, very highly of him as well. So that's a good Tulane program that has a lot of really good players on the roster that are high-profile transfers. So I think a lot of reason to believe that that's going to be a win that looks better at the end of the year than it probably does to some people right now.
I thought Chris Klieman gave one of the best answers that I've heard him give when he talked about the offense and getting Dylan Edwards involved, and just mentioned that they just haven't run a lot of plays over the first two games of the season. You're going to need to really score to keep up with Arizona. They got one of the better quarterback wide receiver combinations in the country. Do you think this offense is ready to win a 45-41 shootout against Arizona?
It's a good question. You know, I had somebody kind of frame the question to me earlier this week, like if somebody takes away the run game, which is obviously the strength of this offense, is K-State and Avery Johnson, more importantly, good enough right now to throw them to a win? And I thought, well, it's a fair question because he has been really inconsistent. He's made some spectacular throws. He had a handful of them in the Tulane game, particularly the first touchdown pass that he threw. But then he also missed a couple of wide open balls down the field that one would have been a touchdown for sure to Sterling Lockett. Another one to Jaden Jackson would have been a big gain. So he's just more raw and needs some reining in. You know, I think with especially throwing from the pocket, like he's been so much better on the run. When you get him out making plays on the run, he's really better almost off platform than he is in the pocket right now. So they probably need to get more creative. I would say that, yes, it's a great point. They have not had a chance to run many plays. The ones on offense only ran basically 40 plays in week one against UT Martin. And then they were still under 60 last week against Tulane. And part of that is because they're feast or famine right now. They're either going three and out or they're scoring. And so there haven't been many like long sustained drives in there. But I do think they've probably also been holding back. You haven't seen a lot of design quarterback run with Avery Johnson yet. And I think that is something that once they incorporate more of it, you obviously don't want to do too much. But in a game like this, if it is going to be one of those shootouts and you need to keep scoring, I think you will probably see more of that. And in the second half of the Tulane game, I thought we actually did see a lot of really good things out of the offense. And so if they can just avoid the slow start, I mean, I'm certainly confident that the offense is going to come around. There are pieces there. Obviously, Avery Johnson has displayed the talent that he has, even if he's not as consistent as maybe some would have hoped at this point of the year. So very fair to raise it as a question. Can they do that? And that's why, really, C-Dot, I think the game is going to come down to K-State's defense. Like, to me, the bigger question mark is the defense. I knew the offense was going to take some time with a new OC, a new offensive line, a new starting quarterback to get in sync. But you felt like this defense could be one of the best in the league and they'd have to lean on him. I think it's going to come down to how much they can limit and neutralize Teterola McMillan.
That is our guy, John Kurtz, joining us on the show today, taking a couple minutes to talk about what I think could be the best game of the weekend. This is not a great slate in college football. This is the game that would have been up for College Game Day if this game had been played on a Saturday, but it is on a Friday, so you have to watch it on Fox coming up tomorrow. Kurtz, I appreciate you.
No love for Mizzou, Boston College, best game of the week.
I actually think this game's better than Missouri-Boston College.
Well, I think Trayshawn Ward's going to run all over your Tigers, so we'll see.
All right, bye, Kurtz. I'm not.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.